USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A tentative agreement has been made over funding a small business relief program. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on the plan.
The broad terms of what had been being discussed yesterday were an additional $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Plan, in addition to $75 billion directed to hospitals and additional funding for testing. We'll see the specifics of what was agreed to, but that's at least where the deal was as of last night.
The National Restaurant Association says a lot of workers have lost their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. The survey shows more than 8 million workers have lost their job or been furloughed since the start of the pandemic in the United States. More than 60% of restaurant owners say federal programs, including the CARES Act, will not allow them to keep employees during the economic downturn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As the price of oil continues to collapse, President Trump says this is a great time to fill our reserves. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, strategic reserves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The first meteor shower since January will light up the sky tonight and into early tomorrow morning. Astronomy magazine says the view should be particularly good since it's almost a new moon and it won't wash out the meteor showers. Clear skies are expected as well for much of the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States is continuing to monitor intelligence that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un may have fallen seriously ill after a surgical procedure. South Korea says it's not been able to corroborate the information. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on Fox News on what he knows regarding Kim Jong-un.
As you know, North Korea is a very closed society. There's not a free press there. They're parsimonious with the information that they provide about many things, including the health of Kim Jong-un. So we're monitoring those developments closely. People should know that we have a great intelligence community. We've got a lot of watchmen on the towers during this coronavirus crisis, making sure that America is safe, whether it's from the virus or from adversaries abroad. So we're keeping a close eye on developments in North Korea, as we are in other parts of the world.
President Trump suspending all immigration to the United States due to the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The suspension of all immigration is being viewed also as an effort to save as many jobs as possible for Americans. Immigration attorney Paul Aviv Adelwasia says many immigrants are skilled workers that could help restore the U.S. economy.
This is not about protecting. This is a time where you want to make things right so that companies do well and economically see less of a struggle, not to just leave them without the right skills and the skilled workers that are essential to those businesses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.